We're celebrating National FFA Week on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Whitney Pittman. Joining us here today is Britton McGregor, a graduate of Fertile Beltrami Schools and now a student teaching in Thief River Ag Education. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, what you're doing in life now and what you're working on at the moment.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on. I am a graduate of Fertile, and I ended up going to the University of Minnesota Crookston to major in agricultural education. And I'm currently a senior there in just my last couple months before graduation. So I am student teaching over at Lincoln High School in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And it's been awesome getting to work with the students in real life situations rather than just in the college classroom with my college classmates. So it's been nice to get out into the real world like that and put my skills that I've learned, not just through college, but through FFA and through my own schooling into real life practices. So I've been working on that. But other than that, I have also been, I got married in November and I married a farmer. So I don't come from that traditional agricultural background. So it's been nice to also get that traditional side and their crop farmers. So learning how to work with equipment, just transporting them from field to field, getting to know more of the agronomy side of agriculture. So that's super nice as well.
And tell us a little bit about your FFA experience. You were a state officer in Minnesota and served in a lot of leadership roles. So kind of walk us through that and what your involvement was in the organization.
Yeah, I served as the 2019-2020 Minnesota State FFA reporter. And I'm from Region 1, which is this northwest corner of Minnesota, and we're the second largest. And we're also the furthest away from the cities where everything happens for FFA for a lot of state competitions and stuff. So there wasn't a lot of state officers from this region. So I became the first one in 25 years. So that was exciting, and it's cool to see that after that, every year after I've been in, there's been a state reporter, state officer, sorry, from this region. So it's cool to see that movement happening. But during my state officer year, we were the last year of being normal before COVID. COVID hit during our year. So I was lucky enough to be able to experience some awesome things. We got to serve the state of Minnesota and the FFA members of it. Got to work a lot with some large stakeholder support groups, sponsors, stuff like that. We got to meet with, at the time, I got to meet with the current former Vice President Mike Pence about the new trade deal at a farm over by Glendon. I also got to meet with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue at the time. We got to travel to Spain and Portugal for 2 weeks to learn about international agriculture with a whole bunch of different state officers, so that was cool. And we got to go to national convention, work on delegate sessions and making those new choices and decisions for the National FFA organization. And COVID hit right before our state convention. So we ended up not having a state convention in person, as did almost every other state. But we did get to experience a virtual convention for the first time, which was cool, and make history that way. So we recorded and got to watch like that and travel and be together as a team more intimately rather than just panicking during state convention. So.
All right. And how has that experience in FFA contributed to your life today?
Honestly, I don't know if I'd be where I am without FFA, because in seventh grade, I didn't even know what the word agriculture meant. It was required to take an intro on agriculture course, which was new at our school. Our teacher was a first year at that point. And so I had to take it, learned what it was, learned about FFA, and then she signed me up for a competition. My advisor did and told me I was going, and I didn't know what it was, but I went and I ended up loving it. And pretty much after that, I joined every competition I could do. I really started seeing me excelling in FFA after I did the national talent competition and kind of gained more confidence through that. But FFA has taught me so much, not just about agriculture, but also about real life skills.
And what other competitions did you participate in? What were some of your favorites? And what did you maybe learn that wasn't totally for you?
Oh, I competed in, I'd say my two main ones were, like I said, talent, which is a LDE, meaning leadership development event. But some CDEs, which are career development events that I competed in, were food science and technology. So that was another one of my main ones. Agricultural communications and marketing. I did the meets. I did dairy. I did general livestock. I did, I think I did floriculture there. I honestly can't even remember all the competitions I did. Usually I kind of was thrown onto teams because going into agricultural education, you got to know a little bit about everything. So I was working towards that degree as well. My favorites were probably food science and technology and ag communications and marketing. I liked more of the leadership side, even though they were CDEs and career development events. I liked more of that leadership side and the creativity side of agriculture and how to, now I'm finding it like in real life. I like connecting with people and sharing ag literacy and doing all that stuff. So that's super cool. The ones that I found that I did not really like was probably meats or general livestock, which is a super common competition that a lot of people like, which is cool. I just don't know that much about the animal science side of agriculture. So something to work on.
All right. And looking forward, do you have any goals? So you're working towards an ag education degree what are you planning to do? What's your goals with that then?
So I'm actually planning, I started my own photography and videography business called Burton Fugel Seth Design, with the intentions of sharing egg literacy and stuff like that. However, it's turned more into weddings and seniors and stuff like that, but I still get to explore the agricultural side of it, especially up here with, you know, my target audience is people who work in the agricultural community. So that's cool. And I'm planning on going full time with that. I married a farmer up here, so I'm stuck up here and there's not many positions open up here yet. So I am looking at full-time photography. If the perfect opportunity arises, I would more than likely interview. But the plan as of right now is to continue in photography, but I also want to target it more towards agriculture and doing some ag literacy with it as well.
All right. And advice for FFA students now or people who may be interested in the program later on?
I would say just to risk boldly and live fearlessly. Do it. Put yourself out there. It can be scary. I know you're signing up for something that you're not comfortable with. I wasn't either, and it took me so far in life. And it's a great opportunity, even if you decide that maybe it isn't something you like. You still got that experience, and you still tried it out, and that's the cool thing is that you can say you did it. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. Again, that is Britton McGregor joining us on the Red River Farm Network as we celebrate FFA Week.